couple of questions for you. Let's see here. Have you ever seen one of these or something like it? Never seen anything like that? What is that? Is it a party invitation? Yep, you could put in here, here's when the party is, here's what time, here's where it is. You are invited, please come. Ever been to a party? Our party's fun. You want to come and sit down? Good job. Can you hold this one? In the Bible reading today, well, there wasn't a birthday party, but there was a wedding party. People were everywhere. Jesus was invited. His mom was invited first, it seems. And all of a sudden, well, for days and days, they celebrated. They had lots of good food. They had lots of good conversations with friends. They had lots of wine to drink, and they were just having a nice time. Then all of a sudden, Jesus' mom, there's Jesus and his mom, said, "We're out of wine, and there's still 2 or 3 days left to celebrate." There is a Band-Aid there. We're going to get to that in a minute. So Jesus said, "Yeah, but what am I going to do about that?" I'm paraphrasing a little bit. What am I going to do about that? And exactly, I don't know. And his mom said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." And he said something funny. Fill these great big jars up with water. Well, they were out of wine. They weren't out of water. What could Jesus do with that? The Bible reading says that all of a sudden, it just became wine. And not just any wine, the best and the sweetest wine ever. Does that seem like a really big deal? So what if they ran out of wine? So what? That's not that big a thing. They could have plenty of water to drink, right? But for the wedding party, come here, Teddy. It would have been a huge embarrassment. Everybody would have thought, well, no, this groom can't even provide for his wife if he can't provide enough wine. So he was embarrassed. That doesn't seem like a big deal, but for me, that helps me to understand that Jesus helps us in the little stuff. Have you ever, do you know what flashcards are? Do you like flashcards? Do you? Yes. It's a kind of mixed feelings with flashcards, huh? They're useful, but I don't know if I really like them. This is a multiplication flashcard. If you have trouble with math, it's 4 times 2 is 8. There you go. But when you get into bigger numbers, I get kind of confused. Do you think, can Jesus even help us with stuff like math or reading? What's this? It's a Band-Aid. Have you ever needed one of those?
I do.
Why?
I do.
You do? Why do you need a Band-Aid?
You need to,
yep, kiss it. That's right. We have a book. Yep. Clean it, kiss it, put a bandage on it. That's the book. That's right. Because when we get hurt, sometimes, does he care? Does he help us when we get hurt? He does, doesn't he? Maybe when we fall on the playground or something else, he helps us even with the little things. Here, you can hold on to all of those things. What can you think of as a big, big, big thing that he did for us? Why is there a Christmas tree there?
It's a friendship party.
It reminds us of Jesus' birth. God was born. Why was God born as a man? Well, as a baby first. To save us from our sins. That's a pretty big thing, isn't it? Yeah, so even from the Band-Aids and the flashcards to the great big things of saving us from our sins, he takes good care of us, doesn't he? Should we thank him for that? Lord, we thank you so much that these guys are here. We thank you that they know you, and especially that you know them and have saved them. We thank you that you are with them on the playground, you're with them in the classroom, you're with them wherever they go. And Lord, as they grow bigger, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray these things in Jesus' name.